Next case.
Case number 12952, Michael Lewis seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Martin's Way within the Martin E. Cox subdivision. The 911 address is 38179 Martin's Way in Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 263. The applicant is seeking a 7.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, a 5.2-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirements. We have 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Michael Lewis, 38179 Martin's Way, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You may present your case.
Thank you. There's a slide presentation in there if you wanted to look at that, and we can go through the detail. It's basically requesting a 6-foot front yard setback variance for an additional living space for our home. There's no HOA in the neighborhood. It's an older development. It was developed back in the 1960s. There's many homes on the street that are penetrate much further into that setback zone than what we're proposing. We don't believe it'll negatively impact the neighborhood or the aesthetics or integrity of the surrounding area. We have support from our neighbors as well. We had a survey determination for the setbacks on the property by John Roach Engineering. The setback determination came to 28.2 feet. Immediately neighboring properties are further into that setback. The home to the east is 18 foot. Home to the west is 21 feet. And our requested variance will be 22.8 feet. But what I would like to consider is there's an additional established buffer between the edge of the roadway and the actual front of the property that's 6 feet. And that's been in place since the development was built. So we're requesting to consider that buffer zone into those calculations. So when we include that 6 feet, the allowable setback that we were approved for was 28.2, and we'd actually be 28.8. Does that all make sense so far? So this is a detail of the survey. You can see that area in the green, the 30-foot wide roadway, and then there's that 6-foot setback zone. You can see the existing 2-story framed home. We built that home in 1994. It's a very small lot. It's 50 feet wide, 122 feet deep. So we'd like to put that additional in to get some extra living space in the home. And again, this just pictures the home, the additional living area, the buffer setback that we're asking to be considered. And that's John Roach's survey. That's an eye chart. But the all the information from the above pictures is in that document. And there's just a couple views here of the houses to the east and west. Our home is obviously in the middle in the yellow. And I believe there's some pictures from the county in here as well. All pictures just show the same thing, the tax map. And where the home is located. Again, it's a private dead-end road up on the Cedar Neck area. So we don't believe it would impact the integrity of the neighborhood at all. We have support from our neighbors, and we'd like the board's consideration.
First off, I would like to tell you that that's a very good presentation.
Thank you.
That really is. My question, I guess, maybe for staff is, did the other houses receive variances?
I don't think we researched that. They also may be older and non-conforming.
The home to the east My parents own that. I know that was built in 68.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was probably...
That would be my guess.
Total set of rules, different set of rules.
Yeah.
And the home to the west, I believe, was in the same time period, probably early to mid-70s.
Okay.
And we built in 94. Side yard setbacks were 10 and they're 5 now, but we don't want to go wider. We don't want to encroach on the neighboring properties. We'd rather go out a little bit towards the street.
Questions?
So now you said that this addition will be not as far towards the road as some of the neighbors, but you still feel like you're, I think you've got, what, 22 feet of parking there. You still feel like you're good on parking in there?
Yes. Plus we'll have the two garages
okay.
underneath the house. So we'd have easily room for 5 cars.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because the driveway is 27 feet wide right now, so we can fit 3 cars across and there'll be 2 garages.
Okay.
So yes, I feel parking is adequate.
Was there any thought into making this smaller? It's 25 by 26
on the addition.
What are you using this for?
Well, the house right now is 1,100 square feet. So we're trying to get it up to just under 1,600 square feet of additional living space. It's just a very tiny house. We're trying to just rearrange the whole floor plan just to give us more livable space, create a little bit of storage. There's no closets. There's no storage in the house right now. It's just very small. We're trying to get, you know, more usable living space.
Okay, understood. Was there any thought in maybe making it a little smaller so it's not as much of a variance?
We have considered making it a little bit smaller. This is the maximum we would go. This is the maximum we would like to go. It gives us the floor plan that we need or that we feel we want. We've had the house designed, and the design really meets the needs that we have.
Words, the need. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A couple of questions. When you talk about a 6-foot buffer, are you referring the distance from your property line to the edge of paving of the road?
Yes.
So is most of that consists of you and your neighbor's driveways? Is that
where
some grass?
Yes. As you can see in that drawing there, just to the left of the grass under the 30, you can see the lines from my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fans out towards the street.
So that 6-foot would be the same for your neighbors as well as for you?
It is on this whole end of the street. It gets a little bit narrower as it goes west, but everything, all the lots on there have that same.
Your existing house, is that a 2-story?
It is a 2-story.
Okay. Is the addition also a 2-story?
Yes.
Okay. And are most of the houses in this community 2 stories?
Most of the houses in this community are 2 stories, except for ones that have been built within the last 4, 5, 6 years. Everybody's gone to 3. And we didn't want to go to 3 because we didn't want steps.
This is, I presume, an older house.
This, the one where we built it in 94.
Okay.
Yes. So we've been there a long time.
Is there anything that makes your property different than your neighbor's?
Not substantially different. They're all small lots. They're only 50 feet wide. I don't think there's anything that makes that property stand out.
We already have a code that gives you some relief by taking the averages. Is there any reason why, if we were to say, well, you know, we're going to give you more relief yet above and beyond that, why shouldn't we also do that for all of your neighbors?
I don't have a good answer for that, to be honest with you.
Thank you. Fair enough.
Yeah, the setback determination was 28.8 feet. And, you know, we're asking for that relief to consider that buffer zone of 6 feet. Since it's there, it was there when we purchased the property, you know, we maintain that zone.
Have you considered building off into the rear of your property?
We've considered building to the rear of the property, but the home faces south, and there's neighbors to our east. If we built out, we could potentially block their views of the marsh in the bay. That's something we wouldn't want to do.
I understand the need. You do have a very small house. But the criteria we have to judge by is that there's a uniqueness to your property that creates an exceptional practical difficulty, and that because of that, we should grant relief. And so that's what I'm looking for here, some uniqueness that creates a need for us to grant relief.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the uniqueness of the property is it's not very deep. The property's small. These are small lots that were, I mean, I don't even think anybody's making lots like this anymore, 50 by 100. The lot's just very small.
Are all the lots in this community that small?
All the lots in this community, they vary going up and down the street, but they're all close to that. Yep. And like if you go down, can I walk over here?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
If you scroll down towards this end, all the way down. I mean, we've got, they get a little bit smaller as we come down this way. And you can see there's some new houses that are built here that are closer than we are because the lots keep getting smaller.
That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Sharp?
The rear of the property, I see you have an open deck. Is that a first floor deck or is it a raised deck?
That's a raised deck, just a deck with no roof or anything over it.
Does this have any flooding issues in the rear yard?
We were above floods.
And just one thing I'll point out, you know, one of the things that we look at, there are probably thousands of 50 by 100 foot lots in the county. And when we look at this, you have to demonstrate that it is a unique property and that that uniqueness has created the difficulty for you.
Okay.
And one of the things that when looking at this, you're benefiting from both the average front yard setback, which gives you some front yard relief, as well as you would be entitled to the benefit of the small lot ordinance, which gives you reduced side and rear yard setbacks. And it appears you're not trying to utilize those two benefits.
Yes, we didn't want to, the rear yard setback is different now. When we built it, everything was conforming. And I know the codes have changed
sure.
over the years. Like I said, we don't want to build out of the back. We don't want to block our neighbors' views. I think that would be selfish, and I don't think anybody would want that. The side yards are 10 feet. That's what it was then. I know the new is 5. And the difficulty of widening that whole house would just make it unrealistic the way the structure's built. And it also, a lot of the new houses on the street are built to the new 5-foot side yard setbacks. And I feel they're really tight. And it's for the neighbors. I don't think it's the right thing to do for the neighbors either. Because it really tightens up the distance between the homes.
One of the things that, you know, we do have to be mindful of, though, is that those neighbors who may have built to the width may see yours and say, well, he went to the front. I'd like to go to the front, or it reduces the average so that they can put even larger homes on those properties. Do you see any concerns with that from a neighborhood?
I don't see any concerns with that.
And you've indicated you did look for a smaller addition, and this is the maximum size that you're looking for, or is it the minimum size you're looking for? I want to make sure.
This is the maximum size we would be looking for.
Okay, so there are other options that you could do that would be smaller, that would suit your needs?
There's potential that we could go slightly smaller.
What size would that be? Because one of the standards that you have to meet is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can do with less, you're required, you have to demonstrate to this board that this is the least amount of a variance that you need. So if it's a smaller amount that you can go with, we need to know what that would be and the reason why.
Okay. We consider, if you look here, the house steps in the front to give it some character here. We could make it straight across the front. House less character. More like a just a box.
Are there any steps or anything projecting from the front of this addition, or are you doing garage entry?
Not. Steps are on the side. Actually, you can see them in this picture. Steps are here. So they're going to stay. That'll still be the main entrance.
So it will be a garage underneath that and two stories above it?
One story above the garage.
One story above. I thought you said it was two. I guess the.
It's two if you consider the garage.
Understood.
Yeah, okay. Basically it's a ranch home on top of a garage. Not a three story.
Understood. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have no further questions.
How many houses are on Martin's Way?
On our side of the street, there's 33.
33?
33 lots, and there's probably three lots that are vacant. So there's 30.
I mean, just from the picture that I see, I can see nine lots, and it looks like pretty much every house is closer to the setback than yours, or at least just from visual without any measurements.
Which picture?
The county. That one, or even the one above, the slide above it. Yeah, right there, the one above that. Yep. I was just going by this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of them are much closer to the street.
And that's pretty, well, I guess it's speculative, but pretty continuous the rest of the way down the street.
Up and down the street, yes. It's very, very similar.
Okay, thanks.
And at the, can you go back up to the satellite view? Commercial buildings. Top of the street, like 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
In the picture here, you know, we're coming out short. Our proposal is to come out short of those two.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have a seat?
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12952 for Mr. Michael Lewis and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would make a motion to approve case number 12952 for Mr. Michael Lewis for the request of variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. I think the property does have unique physical conditions due to the size and the buffer zone at the road. Due to such physical circumstances or condition, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I actually think that by doing this addition, that it would fit into the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Do I have a second? And I guess the motion dies, and I'll entertain another motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12952 for Michael Lewis for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I don't believe the property has unique physical conditions, as many of the lots in there are the same size. And I also believe the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
I'm voting nay. I think the property does have unique physical conditions.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
I vote nay as well. A vote of 3-2, sir, your case is denied.